Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Two recent developments of major importance to your financial well-being are not getting adequate coverage by the regular media. Today, I will cover last Wednesday's announcement from the International Monetary Fund. Friday, come back for my discussion of the SECURE Act in Congress that has passed the House and is now in the Senate. Last week, the IMF released its annual External Sector Report. This analyzes currencies used in about 50 nations in terms of whether the relative values roughly balance international trade and capital flows. The report gives a range for each of these countries as to whether the currencies are under or overvalued or about in balance. Nations with significant undervalued currencies include Argentina, Russia, Thailand, and Turkey. Most nations are in relative balance. Five nations are identified with overvalued currencies, including Australia, Canada, South Africa, the United Kingdom, and the United States. For the dollar, the IMF states that it is currently overvalued 6-12% to what is needed to balance international commerce and capital flows. The Federal Reserve is already committed to reducing the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar by at least 2% annually. However, President Trump has been a strong advocate of pushing down the purchasing power of the dollar even faster. Unfortunately, last week's International Monetary Fund report now provides President Trump with political cover to accelerate the decline in the purchasing power of the dollar. It will now be more difficult for Federal Reserve officials and federal-level politicians and bureaucrats to push for a stable dollar. As Steve Forbes, the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine, has explained so well in his books and commentaries, Americans will be most prosperous in an environment of a dollar with a stable value. When the government adopts either a strong or weak currency policy for short-term economic purposes, that inevitably reduces the wealth of the average American. I am fearful that, despite all the political infighting and showboating going on now in Washington, D.C., that the decline in the value of the U.S. dollar will soon accelerate. Do you own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver to protect yourself from the coming ravages of your government? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.